Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. There you were.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins will join momentarily, but before we get to Jeff, I have to tell you about my favorite place to go in town, and that's Oxbow, the family-owned and operated retail store that has been making waves in East Memphis for over a decade. They have new arrivals, Memphis-themed gifts and tees, vintage vinyl for music lovers, sports memorabilia for diehard fans, and they even have hunting and outdoor gear for adventurous souls. You can go to shopoxbow.com or make it over to their store, which is off Poplar, on June Road behind the Amoco station. It is a two-story storefront. They try to make you at home. They got the dogs walking around. You always have to give a little pat on the top of the head to our man Earl over there. But they have graduation gifts. If you're still dealing with that, they have Memphis Tigers favorites, SEC favorites. Some of their top summer brands I have latched onto, Genteel Apparel. It's beautiful. For the big bodies, for the small bodies, for all the in-between bodies, go get your Genteel. Also, we have Free Fly, I should say. Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Maine. Whether you're searching for that perfect outfit, unique gifts, vintage vinyl, sports memorabilia, or hunting and outdoor essentials, everything local Oxbow has you covered. Go to shopoxbow.com, get over to their storefront, which is off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station. Shop local, shop Oxbow. About time. Let's bring in Jeff Calkins. He is the columnist at the Daily Memphian, also the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM. ESPN on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how are we doing?
I'm pretty good. You?
I'm all right. I'm all right. This week has been a lot of speculation, huh? Well, it's what we do, but even more so than normal with Ja.
In the absence of information, what we have is a lot of speculation, which I think is okay. Like, we discussed this yesterday. I think it's natural to wonder what's going to happen and to surmise what's going to happen. And so we've had a lot of speculation. And then when there's more information, like Adam Silver talks, we have more speculation. And then in addition to speculation, there's opinion, right?
Yes.
So we've had a mix of speculation and opinion because we have very little in the way of hard facts here. So, we had J.J. Redick's opinion, and we had Stephen A. Smith's opinion, and obviously everybody on the station's opinion. And so we wait for something harder than that.
Yeah, and Jaws statement was Jaws' statement. I see way too much overreaction to a guy putting out a statement. He has to put one out. And I understand his words are empty, but we shouldn't be surprised in any way, shape, or form that a statement was put out last night.
Our worries. I thought the funniest comment was someone who pointed out that it could have been written by Chat.
Have we done an investigation there?
It absolutely
internet sleuths.
But I'm listen, there are plenty of things to be critical about when it comes to Ja Morant. I have heard people be critical of the statement, and I think that's preposterous. Like, if you go ahead and stipulate there's nothing good he could have said that would have been persuasive, I don't really think the fact, you know, I've heard some people say, well, he didn't use the word apology. He didn't say, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're going to stipulate for the record that nothing he said has any meaning. And so why then do we care if he actually used the word apology?
Right.
If he said apology, we wouldn't believe the apology.
Yes.
Who cares if he said apology? He, as John Martin said on my show today, the only state way that statement could have been meaningful, or you would have to sat up and take notice, is if the statement said, screw y'all, I'll touch a gun and wield a gun anytime I want. Like, if that was the statement, then I would be critical of the statement. I think he was maybe missing the spirit of the moment. But failing that, I don't care what his statement said at all.
Now, we have been, Memphis Sports Radio has been about Adam Silver and his tone and his body language when he was talking to Malik Andrews. Do you have a take on that? I know I did.
Well, first of all, there's two different levels of takes on that, okay? There's the take about whether it's meaningful or not. Like, Chris Harrington, who I had on, basically said, and this is true, there are a lot of forces that will shape what the ultimate discipline will be, that are not reflected one way or another in the comments. But I don't think it's reckless or weird to listen to the words and to see what he says and to think, oh, well, that's how he's coming at this, right? And so of the words that he said, so there's the first opinion is whether you should pay any attention to the what he said or not, or whether it's just performative. I think it's reasonable, given that we have nothing else to go on. I think it's reasonable to listen to him and see how he sounded. And I mean, as for me, I would have said yesterday 15 to 20 games. I did, in fact, yesterday say that would have been my guess, my speculation.
Yeah.
After hearing him, and after hearing the tone, not so much the shocked part, but talking about how serious it is to wave a gun, he used those words, and the fact that he is taking into account the nature of Ja's stardom, and the fact that he said, I'm going to assume the worst. Like, he used very, to me, blunt language that at least signaled that might be on the more severe end rather than on the lighter.
I upped it from 15 to 20 to 15 to 30. That's sort of my thought now.
Yeah, I mean, if you could only have a – here you go, but let's say you could – Gabe, let's say I could only give you, for the purposes of this game, I could only give you a – I'm going to give you a five – you've got a five-segment either way. So 15 to 20, 20 to 25, 5 to 10.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go – which segment would you guess?
20 to 25 right now. That's my segment.
I think I'd guess 25 to 30.
Okay. Okay.
Right now. I think I've upgraded my opinion as to what this will be to something closer 20 to 25 to 30. And I think the pushback, and this is what we've talked about before, it's funny to hear these opinions because, like, J.J. Redick this morning on First Take was hot, practically. He was passionate.
Yes.
About how do you come down so hard on Ja when we live in a world swimming with guns and we celebrate other people with guns?
It's almost like you wrote a column the other day about that.
This is literally what we've been talking about 2 days ago. this is what we've been talking about 2 days ago. And, of course, the logical answer to that is, well, they're just different things. Like, one guy is employed by the NBA and the Grizzlies, and the other person just answers to their constituents. And so they're 6-1, half done than the other. Like, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, I guess the way apples and oranges. And so that's the one way. I do still think it's jarring, and I do still think the point that if you look at the record of NBA discipline, most of the discipline that stretched for more than 20 games involved convictions of something or violation of the substance abuse policy, which has a prescribed you know, a schedule of punishments. And so I think those things are all reasonable to, you know, to look at. But, yeah, so we've seen a lot of hot takes. And I sort of sympathize with J.J. Redick's outrage. But, you know, I fundamentally think that here's the other thing. Now that everyone's saying it's going to be big, it's going to be big, it's going to be half a season. You hear a lot of that, right?
Yeah.
If it's only 15 games, is it at the risk of being seen as soft and squishy? And will that, in fact, influence at all what the punishment is? Now, the expectations have been ratcheted up.
Right.
You know, don't you think?
Like, yeah.
And so if it's 20, it's like, well, it kind of got off easy.
You know, really, this is more speculation, but I think it's pretty damn, educated speculation. But something tells me, if I know Adam Silver to be who he is, as the players commissioner, if you will, he's going to talk to the NBA Players Association before he hands down anything, and they're probably going to go back and forth. He doesn't want there to be an argument, appellate process. He probably doesn't want to go through that.
No.
So exceeds 25 games or something like that, I could imagine. I would almost be certain that the NBA Players Association pushes back on that, and it's less. It's tough. It's tough to even
No, I think you're right.
Understand.
The countervailing force here. You can be angry at Ja. You can be frustrated with Ja. You can all of that. But the countervailing force is, if you are the NBA Players Association and they hand out, let's just say, some people are saying half a year. A year suspension, 40-game suspension to a guy who didn't break the law. And who didn't really break any rule that the NBA has. Like, there's no rule that says don't touch a gun, don't have a gun in the car. Like, there's no explicit rule, and there's certainly no law that he broke. If you're handing out a half-season suspension on that basis, it seems to me that the problem from the NBA Players Association perspective is they may or may not care if Ja gets a half-season suspension. But the next time someone does something else, the problem from the Players Association perspective is if they have to justify it, they can justify it by looking at Josh.
Yep.
And they can say, well, this is what we do when the commissioner gets mad. When the commissioner gets mad about something, he has complete discretion, and look, here's the precedent for it. And so even if, you know, regardless of what the Players Association feels about Josh in particular, they can't have the precedent of, you know, listen, if you're on social media doing something that irritates someone, you can give a half season suspension, because someday when that goes to an arbitrator, it's going to be used to defend other suspensions. And so I do think the union, I think that's what's happening now. I don't think they're investigating whether Ja had a gun or investigating any longer whether the video is real. I suspect they know those things. I suspect what they're doing is they're getting, you know, all the parties together, and they're saying, okay, what can we do here that's serious that also isn't going to create a giant brawl with the Players Association?
I definitely did get a slight kick out of Adam Silver talking about it. It was a grainy video. We're doing our investigation, and I'm assuming the worst. What do you think? We deepfake the thing? Like, you think this is a deepfake Instagram Live video that Devontae Pack put out?
It's funny, though. Like, as a journalist, when that thing first drops on a Sunday morning,
you don't see it unless you pause it.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Figure out, and increasingly this is going to be a thing, you have to figure out what's real and what's not. And obviously this is real, and we've seen it, you know, with Jaws' statement certainly confirms that it's
yes,
real, if there's
exactly.
any doubt to begin with. Not, I don't think there was, but he did, I don't know, I was struck by it. Like, it was not a statement that just made you say, okay, there's Adam Silver just making a run-of-the-mill statement. It was striking, I think, and it's in the level of palpable disappointment and palpable expression of what he deemed this to be a serious offense. At least that's what I took from it. And so then the only question is, okay, what does that translate to?
Yeah. Now, talking with Jeff Calkins, we'll get back to the Jaws stuff tomorrow when we have more talking points, inevitably.
I'm sure we will.
Yes.
I'm sure we will.
But Jeff Calkins is on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. We do have some breaking news in the college basketball. Caleb Love is decommitted from Michigan. Does this have Penny written all over him?
It's funny. I don't know if it has Penny written all over him, but it was interesting that John was on with me this morning and said that who was Penny expressing this to? John said that Penny was recently telling someone that he had raised $1.2 million in NIL money. I think that was the figure.
Right.
So it doesn't look like they've spent $1.2 million certainly on this class. And so maybe there's some change knocking around there. I don't know if there's Penny written all over it, but it absolutely is affirmation of the fact that it ain't over till it's over. You know,
yeah.
In college basketball or college sports generally, I mean, we just saw this. Memphis had a kicker until 3 days ago, right?
Yeah.
And then the kicker. Hey, so was that, by the way, as someone, and obviously you and all of us wish good things for that football program, but you get a kicker, you need a kicker. You think you got your kicker problem solved, and then here you are in late May. And the kicker, who hasn't even set foot on campus yet, turns around and goes to Kentucky, and so you're a kicker.
It's no fun. It's no fun. I'll say this about kickers, though, and obviously we've seen it work differently here as of recently, with the David Kemp thing not working out. They were really struggling in the kicking game 2 years ago. But you can turn around and find a kicker and plug and play. Like I don't think you need to worry about it too much until you get into fall camp and there's no guy on campus that can kick a 30-yard field goal,
It just must be frustrating.
Oh, hell yeah, 100%.
2 years ago, it's funny, we've been spoiled with kickers because the kickers have been just tremendous at the University of Memphis. And so I think there's this assumption. Very clearly you don't need to, you know, you don't, he's not got to be working as a receiver like a quarterback. You just got to kick the damn ball. But
yes.
I mean, you see NFL teams do it all the time. They'll bench someone after week three and whatever. So you absolutely can just pick someone up. But we've also seen, certainly 2 years ago, a shaky kicking game can cost you.
That made me sick to my stomach that year. That was so bad. It was so bad. Yeah. You have to go for it on fourth down because you have no trust. You have no trust, even from 40 yards. You can't line up a field goal with being reasonable with yourself. You can't line up to go kick. I mean, that's no fun. But no, it happens quickly.
The portal give us away, and the portal take us.
Yes. But I feel like every year, I mean, around this time or even like a month ago, we're waiting for a big shoe to drop with Penny Hardaway. Maybe Caleb Love could be that guy. I know they've been, you know, through his high school recruiting process, he was tied to him. So there is that a little bit of a relationship there.
Yeah, I think Parth talked to Caleb's father when he first decommitted, when he first
was transferred
to from UNC. Yeah. And at that point, and this was, he'd been out there for several days, maybe even a week at that point. And the father said that they would be interested in hearing from Memphis, but had not heard from Memphis. Again, that was back then, yeah. And that was surprising to me. But that was how things stood.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, probably this time around, if you have an opportunity, you should definitely reach out. Considering what that roster looks like, he's a 1 year rental. You don't have to invest all that much, but he probably wants some type of NIL bag.
Everybody's a 1 year rental.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. I didn't ask you about this, but I brought it up yesterday on the show. What have you thought of the seven ACC schools? It was Ross Dellinger's reporting from SI, and they were trying to see what they could do to get out of the grant of rights deal that runs out in 2036. But then today, all the reporting has been that they will not meet again because it feels like a 2036 outdate for a grant and rights deal is pretty damn ironclad, I'd have to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand the frustration for a Clemson or a Florida State, or you're locked into something that for that long. It feels like, you know what it sounds like to me? It seems like they need to get in touch with those people who have a timeshare. You know, like you found yourself locked into a timeshare. Call Joe Smith at law. He can get you out of the timeshare. Like, that's what they did. They bought a stupid ass timeshare that they shouldn't have. And so they're sunk. But the out clause, the payment structure is $120 million, I think. And the grant of rights. And so you're just screwed.
Yeah.
And it feels like they've been thrashing around. We're going to do something in the seven schools that want to get it. But it doesn't feel like there's anything that can be done. You know, who was it? It was one of the commissioners. It was one of the commissioners. I think it was commissioner of the Pac-12 who said, I think he was the one who said, we're going to find out soon if quote unquote college sports really just means the SEC and the Big Ten. That's pathetic. It's honestly pathetic that college sports, as we've heard, from the AAC commissioner, it's pathetic that it's Power Five and non-Power Five. But the notion that you have to be in the SEC or the Big Ten to actually be engaged and competitive in college sports,
I don't believe that though either. Not yet. I think we're heading. No, we're certainly heading down that path, though. Yes,
it could be headed. Like,
yes.
Once you go into this, all we're going to do. No one cares about the broader enterprise. All anybody cares about is pure self-interest.
Yes.
And once you start down that path, if that is the motivating path, there is no end that saves the Big 12 or anybody else. Like, the end is just freaking Alabama and Ohio State playing each other every week.
I'm so with you, because right now it's power two, middle three, and then group of five. That's what it is, and we don't have to hide behind that fact. But at the same time, with the ACC, it's not like they're broke. I mean, they're making $30 to $40 million a year off TV.
Broke.
That's why I was wondering, like, this, you know, they're, compared to the middle three, they're on stable ground. They're not in a bad spot, considering the situation with the Pac-12 and the Big 12. They're the most stable of those middle three.
But it's not like, unlike America in that way. So you've got, you find yourself, and you've got, you know, most, a lot of Americans are scrounging around, making $40,000 to $50,000 a year, whatever else. You, in the ACC, you got $15 million, and you got a really nice house and a boat and a pool and everything else, and that's great. The problem is the dude next door, he's got a helicopter. He's got a helicopter and a private jet,
right.
And he just built a damn house that obscures your view of the ocean, and he's got five different houses. And so even though you are perfectly well off, you feel broke. And not only that, in the end, it's even worse, because in this circumstance, you've got to beat your neighbor too. Like, in the end, like, this is a competitive deal. So it's not just you feel poor relatively. It's that we're all buying players on the same open market. And so, you know, Georgia gets the number one quarterback in the country earlier this week. And how in God's name does Florida State, which once fancied itself and once was a national power, how does that place compete if you don't have the same resources? And I don't feel very bad. I don't feel bad for them, because all of these people have denied Memphis every step of the way.
Yes.
So I'm cry me a river, you know, but it does expose how unbelievably venal and corrupt the whole damn system is.
Now, Florida State may not be the best example. They just got another wide receiver from Michigan State, Keon Coleman. Mike, he is
so good.
He's so damn good. He's such a smart coach, and it's unbelievable. I mean, the fact that the talent they're bringing in now, you know, their NILs stepping back up after they were down with Taggart and everything else. He's got that thing rolling, and I don't doubt that team's going to be at the very least top 10, but certainly I think top 5 is more than attainable.
Yeah, I was reflecting the other day. I don't know why. I was thinking about the 27 years or 28 years or whatever that I've been writing sports and medicine, and I literally had this thought. I was thinking, who are the best coaches, executives, / whatever, that I've covered? And I mean, you got to say Cal is at the top. What he did here is extraordinary, and he had his weaknesses, don't we all? But he had his weaknesses. But he was exceptional. But then after that, like Mike, I love Justin. I thought he was a super smart guy.
Let me put it this way: do you think that they had to go in the order they did? I almost felt like Fuente, the way it went, the way it worked out, that's it literally, I thought that was the perfect line of hires.
Justin came in and sort of set a new foundation.
Yes.
He and remade that program through sheer force of will and brains and a super smart guy and demanding and the perfect guy for that moment. But then, if you have to follow him, it to me is like, well, Mike is a five-tool player. You know, it's like he had a lot of the stuff that Justin had, plus he, you know, was out there, operating at a higher level when it came to he was perfectly happy to talk to alums, and he was perfectly happy to, you know, fly around in a helicopter, like going to, you know, he was doing all the other stuff as well. So I think, the order that they came to Memphis was perfect.
Fuente built the foundation, and then Norvell came along, and he was the player getter. He was the offensive schemer, I think, even more so than Coach Fuente. I mean, what he was able to build, I mean, I have a lot of respect. He is one of those guys, and this is what you see with a lot of coaches, get with his program or get lost, right? Like, that's just sort of how college football is at a high level. Nick Saban, you see it all the time. I mean, you're seeing it at a big level with Deion Sanders.
Both a little get with the program or get
lost?
Yes,
for sure. Yeah. 100%. But, I mean, that's just what high-level coaches do. And you saw it. I had my questions at the beginning there at Florida State with Mike sort of angering a lot of the players that were on that roster, but you sort of learn maybe they did need to be angered. Maybe he did need to get them up out of there so he could get some new guys in.
No, it's kind of cool because at one point it seemed inevitable that Deion would go there, and instead he's taking a sticks of dynamite to Colorado and is wreaking havoc out there. So, no, I'm really happy. I'm happy for him. I'm happy Justin got his money. I'm stunned that didn't work. And yeah. I suspect he'll end up somewhere and be successful again. But it is absolutely no surprise to me that Mike's getting it done.
Real quick, I'm going to talk about it later, but I have to drop this fact on you. Have you seen the transfer portal, how many commits that Deion has at this moment? He got Alton McCaskill yesterday from Houston, which was a big get for him. Have you seen the number?
No, what's the number now?
48. 48.
48 out of the portal?
48 commits out of the portal, yes. And it won't surprise you that is the number one.
The portal.
That is the number one portal class. So
how many did they send into the portal, though? Like they sent
last check, 56. I think it maybe get to 60. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be wild. It's going to it honestly. I view it as risky.
The portal as being an actual. Do you imagine a portal in your mind, which players walk into? Like you have this vision of this. It's like a tunnel. It's like
they turn it on, and there's like dark matter. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I mean,
a little bit like the tiger head, a little bit like the inflated tiger head that y'all run out of, but yeah, more surreal, more 3D, a little more space age.
Yeah, I'm gonna start imagining it. I don't imagine it now, but I'll start imagining it.
Yeah.
But appreciate it, Jeff. We'll do it again tomorrow.
See you again.
Yes, sir. That is Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11. Also, he is a columnist at the Daily Memphian. Now, Caleb Love is decommitted from Michigan. We're gonna have to revisit. Can he potentially be a Tiger? And also, Kendrick Davis. First NBA combine run he's gotten, first NBA combine scrimmage. We'll tell you what he was able to accomplish on the other side. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Caleb Love has decommitted from Michigan. Now, I'm kind of struggling with the word decommitted. There's a lot of people out there reporting. Matt Norlander from CBS Sports just put this out. He said, sources tell CBS Sports that Caleb Love won't attend Michigan and will go back to the portal. He did not have the subsequent credits to transfer in. Returning to North Carolina is not on the table. And then he put more context. Michigan's lofty admission standards for a transfer means a higher bar needs to be cleared for most and all credits from a prior school to carry over. So it looks like there's been some issues with getting folks admitted into Michigan. It doesn't seem like something that's overly new from what I'm seeing out there.
I just read on UMHoops.com that this is the third player that they have had issues with during Howard's era at Michigan getting him admitted.
And that's trouble. That's you need good players, man. And that roster is not good now.
No.
Kobe Bufkin's going to be gone. Hunter Dickinson gone. You're not going to have Caleb Love. What are you relying on?
Jet Howard is going to the NBA.
And Jet Howard's gone. Like, what are you relying on now? I mean, Juwan's in a world hurt. We talk about, Penny and his roster. That roster there in the Big Ten with how competitive they can be during the regular season, that's going to be brutal unless he's got to pull a rabbit out of the hat to make something happen. Now, Caleb Love, he's going to be wanted. He's going to be wanted, and the question would be, especially locally, is Penny going to reach out? He didn't reach out to him the first time around. Obviously, in high school, there was some talks between him and Penny. But at this point, considering the roster, I don't see why you wouldn't pick up the phone and make a call, considering Caleb Love is a 16-point-per-game guy. He does a decent job at times of setting the table. I understand the shortcomings of him. He's a chucker. He's, you know, offensively can you can live with him, and also you can die with him, considering how much he does put up shots and his efficiency is not very high. But, damn, you need somebody to replace some type of production that Kendrick Davis is going to leave behind, that DeAndre Williams is going to leave behind. So you need somebody putting up shots, and I don't think you can just rely on Caleb Mills to be that guy in your backcourt.
Agreed, yeah. At this point, you know, we're kind of getting to where they just kind of need bodies, and a guy like this hitting the portal at this stage when Penny is looking to fill that roster is an opportunity. Now, he shot 29% from three last year and 37% from the field. But, you know, hey, beggars can't be choosers.
What I
right
would
now.
Say is desperate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Exactly.
And I don't even know if you're that desperate. Caleb Love's going to be wanted. He's going to have a lot of different offers thrown at him. And now I don't know if they want to hop into those waters, and or maybe they're looking at other guys behind the scenes. I haven't heard a lot of smoke on it, but I guess my question at this moment, as far as just picking up the phone and simply making the offer, why the hell not 1 year of the guy? Then you could move on.
Well, and your hope is because, you know, the year that they went to the national championship, he was actually really good that season. Last year was a tumultuous season for UNC. A lot was going on. It was just a bad, bad year. So you're hoping that maybe that was just, you know, his play was a result of everything that was going on behind the scenes with the team and everything like that. But, you know, yeah, make the call. Make him say no, I guess.
Caleb Love is a talented, and I'm going to say talented. I don't think the production has necessarily, efficiency-wise, matched the talent he has. But he is a talented, damn, offensive player. And he's 6'3", he's 190, he's very movable, he can dish out assists at times, although it's not his first priority. Let's not make a mistake about that. But he's got a skill set that could fit this roster right now, a veteran point guard. I mean, that's as simple as I can put it. You may not be able to go attract him, but at the same time, there's nothing that should keep Penny and the staff from picking up the phone and seeing what Caleb Love is looking for at this moment, who else is involved, the whole nine yards.
I think they'd be able to admit him.
I think they would. At the break, we did have a little discussion about UNC versus Michigan. Because UNC, if you're just a general student population, decent academic standards.
Like, yeah.
But as an athlete, we know, you know, faulty classes and everything else. So I did have the question of UNC to Michigan. Why would it not transfer over? And then Connor talked a little sense into me. I mean, I get
Memphis
it.
Is a great education. Both of us went to Memphis.
For sure.
Great
no,
education.
No,
but, hey.
But I think that from an academic standpoint, Caleb Love could get admitted.
I think so.
Coming from North Carolina.
I think At the end of the day, he's the best guy out there. He's the best guy left. Make him say no.
Yes. Yes. And he could say no. Very well could say no. But we'll see. Make him say no.
Well, and correct. If he says no, you're in no different position than you were when we woke up this morning.
Exactly. The roster's incomplete. Try to make it more and more complete by the day. It's simple. But we'll see if they get involved there. Now, a guy that is leaving campus, that has left campus, that is off to try his pro career, Kendrick Davis. Today, NBA Combine, he had a little bit of run. They got to their scrimmages. He had 12 minutes off the bench, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 12 minutes. I mean, he's just, I don't know exactly how he fits in the NBA, in a pro league. But damn, the one thing you cannot take away from that guy is he is an absolute gamer. You put him in front of talent. You put him on a showcase. You put him in a situation where he is playing basketball. He is going to find a way to score points and show out. We've seen it time and time again. I mean, you looked at what he did in a Memphis uniform against quad one opponents. He had like 30 points per game, somewhere around four or five assists per game. When you put him in moments where he needs to shine, he generally shines. But 12 minutes, 10 points, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, well, not done. At all. Not at all. He's done exactly what he's needed to do thus far to give himself a shot in the NBA. I do think there's a place for him in the NBA. I really do. You know, Grizzlies might be looking for, you know, a third point guard, potentially. If he's there, maybe a little undrafted action, late second round. Who knows? Who knows? I think there's a spot for him, though. He's the type of guy that you take a chance on to see what happens.
Yeah, because of the production in college. I mean, it's undeniable. I don't see him as a draft pick unless he just does something insane.
Yeah.
To wow scouts. I mean, I don't see why you would take a chance on drafting a guy at 24 years old that's a under 6 foot. Point guard. It defensively probably has a lot to learn, a lot of ground to make up. I don't think you'd take a pick there, but even if he's an undrafted guy, I could see him in the G League being a lead guard for some team. I mean, we just have to figure out. I don't think this is a guy with a massive ceiling, but I know what the floor could be, and the floor is a guy who night to night gives you a chance to win, and he has a high IQ as a basketball player. But no, with all these conversations, I don't have high hopes for Kendrick Davis as a professional, especially trying to delve into those NBA waters. But the peak of what he should try to be is get on the end of a damn bench. And then I think that is an absolute success, and hats off to him if he's able to do that.
I think that Jason and John, you know, I was on the show yesterday when they were talking about it, and they put it pretty well. If there's a spot in the NBA for guys like Ish Smith, there could potentially be a spot for guys like Kendrick Davis. You know, if he can be in the league because I don't think he's ever going to be, you know, a starter or anything
Absolutely not.
But he could be a third guard on a team to help you out, I think, for sure. And, you know, he's professional. He gets it. He works his ass off. I guess I'm rooting for him to get a shot.
No,
100%. I definitely have some bias coming out, but I want to see him get a shot. Because what he did at Memphis was, it really was.
It's
like
hard not to root for him.
Kind of special what he did.
Look how special he was in 1 year.
Yeah.
How much he endeared himself to these fans. I mean, like,
he cares. He brought
his kid around. Like, the family atmosphere around the Lori Walton the center was pretty nice. Like, of course I'm rooting for him. Do I have high hopes for what he's going to be able to accomplish? Probably not. No.
Right.
No. But I think that considering he's already gotten the NBA Combine invite as a 24-year-old sub-6-foot guard, hard to bet against the guy at least getting to a decent spot.
Right.
It's hard to bet against the guy maybe being a two-way guy here in a couple years. He's a gamer, man. He's a gamer. Now, small talk is going to be on the way. And I'm going to tell you why I might need some restitution from my playing days at the University of Memphis. And it has to do with EA Sports. That's on the other side, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
Small Talk is presented by the Memphis Touchdown Club. One more speaking engagement left in their speaker series, and that will be next Monday. Greg McElroy will be in town at the Hilton Memphis. For tickets and information, MemphisTouchdownClub.com. And also, stay tuned, because Friday, I, myself, will be giving out 2 spots to go watch Greg McElroy at Hilton Memphis. Now, I need to tell you why I need my restitution, Connor Dunning. EA Sports College Football will include the names and likenesses of FBS football players. I know they quit it. In 2014, but I was on campus at that time. I need some back pay on this, brother. I need some back pay. They used my likeness. Center number 71, offensive guard number 71, if we were loading in the rosters. And they did used to have the load-in rosters where they had the names next
they
to
did.
Them.
They did.
But they are partnering with one team on NIL rights and compensation for any eligible player who opts in. The game is set to release next summer. EA Sports is reportedly finalizing details on how much an athlete will receive for their NIL and the structure of payments for the video game. And if a player decides to opt out, which, why would you? You know what I mean? Like, why would you opt out and not? There may be somebody out there that decides they don't want to be in the video game. But if they decide to opt out and they do not want to be in the video game, EA Sports will create a generic avatar in their place. Every single guy should definitely check the box and say, I want to be in the video game. Not only is it cool to be in a video game, but you get paid for it alongside. It may not be massive payments. And I wonder what the structure will be. I would imagine Caleb Williams, for example, will probably make more than his right guard. But, man, I need some back pay on this. We're overdue here. We had to load in rosters back in the day for NCAA 14, and Gabe Kuhn's name used to pop up on those. We need a lawsuit. I need my money to show up in my mail.
Maybe they'll have classic teams. Yeah, I feel like that's your only hope.
Honestly, that would be pretty sweet.
Classic teams would
be damn
really cool. Well, it's a trend that, you know.
What would be the classic teams for Memphis? We'd go 2014, 2018, 2017.
Well, you'd only get one.
Well, you only get one, then 2018.
It's got to be.
Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
Or 2019.
That's the one that I would
say. Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Kenny, Brady, all those guys. My man Obina over there at left tackle. Okay. I could rock with that. That'd be sweet, though.
It seems like that's a trend. You know, 2K does it, MLB The Show does it.
Well, 2K
it, like,
does multiple throwback teams, though, don't they?
Loved, yes. And that's my favorite part about 2K.
Okay, what would be the top three for Memphis football teams then? We'd have D'Angelo somewhere
it's
in there.
It's definitely a D'Angelo team.
Do we think we'd go
maybe to the team that beat Tennessee?
What maybe? Was their record? What was their final record that year?
I don't know, dude. There's not a lot of teams to choose from, to be quite honest. For Memphis.
I mean, yeah, there it's was recent, an undefeated team way, way back in the day. I don't know if you'd add that. They'd be running the wishbone or something like that. But, I mean, as of late, I'd go, 2014, 2018, and a D'Angelo team if we're going to top three?
Yeah, D'Angelo
or 2019. I keep saying 2018, 2019.
Dude, D'Angelo would be – because I remember when, like, the player was D'Angelo when you were playing those games. You could score every single time he touched the ball. Every time he touched the ball, you'd be able to score.
For actual video game players, I think everyone's missing NCAA football.
Yes.
Everyone. The road to glory. Everyone loved it. Let's be honest. You have your own recruiting process. One thing they need to add, and I've said this, they need to add NIL, and they need to make sure that they take care of trying to make it a little more realistic with today's outlook on college football. Make it look a little bit more pro. Transfer portal will need to be a part of the situation there. But yeah.
1969, the team went 8-2. 2003, they went 9-4. That's the D'Angelo team.
Yeah.
2019. 1963, they went 9-0.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's
yeah.
But I mean, who was on that, you know? Who was on the team? I'm not trying to disrespect the history. Who was on the team? What
Cassinelli?
Were they running? Yeah. There we go.
They beat Mississippi State that year.
That could be one of the throwback teams. Shout out 1963.
If I had to pick, though, I think if you only got three, I would probably go like 2003, 2014.
You'd want to update it.
2019.
We're in. And obviously, there's some people that would argue you're sort of out of it, considering 6-6 and 3-5 in conference the last 2 years. But the golden age, I would have to say 2014 on. That's a golden age.
I'd agree
football.
With that.
Considering all of the everything else happening around, the amount of talent that's been on campus, the NFL talent that's been on campus as of late, I'd say that's definitely the golden age. And you can't argue with a New Year's Six bowl nod.
Right.
That's pretty damn cool. Even though it was a loss, but
maybe you get a check. Who knows?
New Year's Six bowl nod. And hopefully I can get my back pay, my restitution there. We'll see. We'll see. Now, I do have to bring this up. We've talked about the Writers Guild of America and the strike they're on. Today is a huge day, and they're not getting any closer, which is the scariest part of this whole thing. I mean, we've had a three-month strike for the Writers Guild. What was the other one? It was
the other one lasted like 100 days.
Yeah. But Seth MacFarlane today, if you've heard of Family Guy, which most people have, it's been on the tube for quite a while. Seth MacFarlane has quit Family Guy and American Dad today. Quit. Seth MacFarlane. For those that don't know,
good luck.
He's been around for damn ever. I would imagine just this in itself would get the studios to at least try to think about coming to an agreement relatively soon. Seth MacFarlane is a giant. When it comes to animated TV series, animated sitcoms, he is the giant. He's the big fish.
Yeah, it's Matt Stone, Trey Parker, Seth MacFarlane.
And then, like, I mean, Family Guy just wrapped up their 21st season. American Dad's moving on to their 20th season. I think they have 3 months left in the can. So something's got to get figured out sooner. Those two shows are going to be in a world of hurt. But that'll do it for small talk. Still have plenty upcoming on the show. We'll hop into the Blitz. Alton McCaskill does, he commits to Colorado. Colorado has 48 commits. We'll talk about that in the Blitz. Also, going to have to discuss Steve Kerr and what he said at exit interviews for the Warriors. But coming up next, we hop back into the NBA discussion. We'll talk Eastern Conference Game 1, Western Conference Game 1 with Keith Smith from Spot Track and the Front Office Show. That's next on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!